What about those who no one sees, shattered bones or missing limbs? A wound whose roots go deeper than the tallest majestic tree. Let us mourn for the ones who died, were resurrected and returned, abandoned and forgotten in a country they no longer recognized. April 1919, and Francis Pegamangabo returns a hero. He has sniped 378 of the enemy at the front and has virtually lasted the duration of the war. The military medal and two bars directly from the Prince of Wales. He is far from a regular soldier sliding unnoticed into the ranks of civilian life. He moves back to the island of Wasak Sing, determined to pick up where he left off. He soon marries and children are born. Life has never been better, and yet for him there is still the storm rising on great wings across the sky. Francis. I brush off my uniform and take up arms and patrol the reserve at night. I'm determined to protect my wife and children. The neighbors open their curtains and wonder what I'm doing. How do I explain what I still see magnified just for me? Reporter. Mr. Pegamangabo, is it true what they're saying? Over 300 sniped? How is it possible? I had help. What do you mean? There's always help if we believe. One night we were overtaken, not by guns, but by a terrific thunderstorm. I felt the air flap around my face, and I was shaken by the wings of a mighty bird. I knew at that instant I was in the midst of what we call Bindwegwe, the coming sound of a thunderbird's wings. That's really something.